Follow the sound. Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Memo, where we will talk about the May 9 elections. Grabe, it's already April 21, and I swear, sobrang bilis na lang yan. Pag mulat natin, biglang May 9 na pala. So, of course, dahil malapit na ang elections, there's so much going on so far. But in the meantime, we dedicate this episode for you guys. I am your host, your Kakay Babe DJ Al, and together with me,
it's your chill, but always ready to kill, ABCOM Freshie Sammy here. And this episode is very special because there really is a lot at stake during these elections, don't you think?
Yeah, very much. You are tuned in here at Magis Radio. So a lot of things are happening kasi election na. And of course, after 6 years, di ba, baboto na ulit tayo ng president. So sino ba naman ang hindi magiging curious and of course, very, very kinakabahan about what's gonna happen.
Yes, true. And I think now most of us at Neons, we are first-time voters. And we just really want to help you guys out in preparing for a very crucial election, as we mentioned earlier. So just for some context, fun fact, did you know that 56% of the voters in these elections are from the youth? That means that we make up more than 50% of the voters this year. So we have the power, and quite literally, sabi ni Jose Rizal, it is very much applicable in this day and age na ang kabataan ang pag-asa ng bayan.
That is very true. Grabe, ngayon na lang siya ulit naging very relatable. Kabataan niya naman ang pag-asa ng bayan. And of course, as first-time voters, sino ba naman ang hindi kakabahan sa mga nangyayari, di ba? Of course, hindi natin alam kung paano yung proseso. Everything's gonna be a first time for a lot of people. Especially for Ateneans. So we're here, guys, to tell you what to expect in the elections and what should we prepare. So, syempre, ang voting hindi lang naman yan sa May 9 lang. Of course, we have some preparations to do before voting, before May 9. So, first of all, of course, we should prepare a list of candidates beforehand. Do not spend too much time voting and not make unnecessary errors. Syempre naman pwedeng nandun ka lang tapos mag-mini-mini-mini mo ka ng mga pangalan, diba? Dapat na-check mo na yung mga background nila and everything. Come ready para mabilis na rin yung proseso kasi syempre, ang daming boboto, 56%, tapos 37 million agad. Paano pa kaya yung other 50%, diba? So second, bring water as it can get really hot and crammed in voting areas. Of course, take care of yourselves, guys. Magdala kayo ng panyo, ng tubig, ng pamaypay, lahat na. Basta, makalabas kayo ng ligtas sa mga election sites natin. And of course, be careful with your valuables as they can easily get lost or stolen. Huwag niyo nang dalhin yung mga hindi naman kailangan dalhin. You know, we're gonna vote and we can go home na rin naman. So no need to bring any extravagant stuff pa.
Yes, and if you're thinking, ano kaya outfit ko during the elections? Just remember to wear light and comfortable clothing. But most especially, please remember not to wear your candidate's colors because wearing your candidate's colors might give unscrupulous individuals motivation to jeopardize your ballot. And we really need to protect our ballots. And next, you need to remember that bringing campaign materials is not allowed. And then voting time is from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. But if there are voters who are waiting after 7 p.m., like kung late man kayo for any other reason, they will be accommodated naman. However, do your best to arrive early or on time in preparation for unforeseen circumstances. So, dapat lagi tayo may backup plan.
Tama! And of course, you should also double-check what precinct you are assigned to and be knowledgeable of the identification that you will have to undergo in your specific precinct. So, dapat ready tayo kung saan tayo pupunta. Baka mawala-wala tayo, hindi pwedeng kung saan-saan site lang tayo pumupunta, diba? So, there's no need to bring your own pen to the precinct as you will be presented with the needed materials on-site. So, that's good to know. Katulad yan, sabi ko kanina, hindi naman kailangan magdala ng valuables. Meron na tayong mga pen in the precinct. So, you're all good to go, guys.
Yes. And what's so special, I think, about these elections is because it's happening during the time of a pandemic. So, COVID-19 tests or vaccination cards are not required naman, but you should still remember na if you are feeling like baka may something kayo that day, there are separate voting rooms that they are set up for the voters who may have a fever on the election. And more updates may be given pa in the future in accordance with the status of COVID in the country. So keep an eye out na lang. And more accessible voting areas will also be established for people with disabilities, senior citizens, and pregnant voters. Likewise, they will be designated to a separate room if they have fever. So be on the lookout for your own health na lang din. So with all those reminders, there's still more stuff to worry about, like what do we do in the venue itself? And one of the things you should remember is that you should be at your precinct on time and avoid traffic of people in peak hours. And next, do not loiter and pay attention to lines and holding areas to be able to get in and out of the precinct as soon as possible. Huwag naman tayo pakalat-kalat sa mga precinct because a lot of people will be voting that day.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be very crowded. So, of course, remember to pay attention to your surroundings. Report suspicious behavior to the authorities. Kasi nga, maraming tao dyan. So, kapag may nakita na kayong medyo kahinahinala, don't hesitate to report it to the authorities. And, alam mo yun, take the initiative to somehow put order na rin sa elections na mangyayari. And, of course, don't forget, wear your mask. Miss Rona is still out there, guys. Comply with social distancing and sanitation measures. Of course, this is also one of the questions siguro na you guys have. What do we do with our ballots? Syempre, nakakaba, di ba, pag may hawak ka ng ballot, andun na yung boto mo. So, what do we do with our ballots? Of course, we ensure that you vote for the correct number of candidates according to the number of positions available. Voters can also abstain from selecting the maximum number of candidates. So, for the president, only a maximum of one candidate. Vice president, a maximum of one candidate. Senator, maximum of 12 candidates. Pero if you don't want to vote for 12, then you're free to do so. House of Representatives, maximum of one candidate. Mayor, max of one candidate. Vice mayor, max of one candidate. And party list, also a maximum of one group.
Yes, and when you're holding that ballot nga, baka magpanic kayo, baka gusto nyo mag-sketch for some reason. But please remember that you shouldn't be making any unnecessary markings on the ballot. And after casting your vote and submitting your ballot, please make sure to stay and wait for the receipt to be processed and check to see if it reflects the correct candidates that you voted for. Because we really don't know what may happen during the day itself. So if it does match, please place the receipt rather in the voting receipt box.
Tama. And you know, it's not new naman na meron talaga nagkakaroon na instances where the receipt does not match whoever you voted for. So what do? File a complaint to the Board of Election Inspectors. However, you will not be allowed to leave with the receipt. So be sure to settle your complaint with the authorities. Medyo matatagalan, but I think it's really worth it, you know, guys. Kung sino yung iboto nyo, hintayin nyo na yun yung lumabas sa receipt nyo. Kasi syempre, your vote counts, guys. So remember, dapat tama yung resibo nyo. And of course, after vote, congratulations, nakaboto na kayo, guys. Be wary of exit polls. Exit polls are conducted amongst people who have already cast their votes on the election day. And exit polls are not allowed within 50 meters from polling precincts, whether said survey is taken in a home, dwelling place, and other places. Kasi parang meron atang mga nagfi-fake nitong mga exit polls. So, be wary na lang, guys. There are many unreliable organizations conducting these surveys. So, be cautious of them. Dapat, kahit natapos na tayong bumoto, still, diba? Dapat clear pa rin yung mind natin and aware pa rin tayo sa surroundings. And the results of exit polls may only be released after voting ends on election day. Therefore, surveys conducted before voting ends are unreliable and are used to deter people from voting for their desired candidates. Ooh, that's scary.
Yes. And last, after voting, please remember to monitor your own physical condition. Kasi nga, the pandemic is still happening. If you feel like you have COVID-19 symptoms upon voting, take a test immediately. If positive, notify the authorities immediately in order for contact tracing and other protective measures to be put in place. So I hope that you guys remember all of that because as first-time voters, there is really a lot to remember. But just when in doubt, just remember the basics. Prepare your list of candidates, remember your precinct, and make sure you're physically okay. There are officials naman that are willing to help you out in the polling areas.
Yes, that is right. And if you're nervous for some reason sa gagawin na sa mga gagawin na processes and sa results mismo, don't worry. I feel the same. Syempre May 9, it's like a make it or break it point sa Philippines. And so I have a question for you guys. Are you guys personally ready sa mga audience natin and maybe for Sammy as well? Are you guys ready, personally ready to vote na? Like, of course, we gave you tips, but iba pa rin yung kapag nandun ka na mismo, parang makakalimutan mo lahat ng tips na binigay sa'yo. And basta the most important thing is that you vote for the candidate that you like. But I hope you guys are personally ready to vote kasi May 9 is fast approaching. Hindi nyo mamamalayan. May 9 na pala. And so, hindi kami nagkulang, Magis Radio, hindi nagkulang para sa pagpapaalala sa inyo on the things that you have and need to do on the election day and even before the election day. But we also want to give you some chika and hot tea about our elections. Of course, hindi naman nauubusan ng mga kwento at ng chika kapag ano campaign period, 'di ba? So we will be back with more hot tea and chikas that you can listen to after this short break. So before we go to our boiling hot tea, we would like to thank our sponsors. Want to elevate your fashion game? Grace the local runway with Downtown Lavish. Downtown Lavish offers high-end menswear and womenswear RTW at an accessible price point. The brand has an ongoing stockroom sale, so make sure to visit their website, www.downtownlavish.com, to avail the 10% discount. And if you are an ACOM member, you can use your discount code for an additional 10% off. For more information, you can also visit them on Facebook and Instagram at Downtown Lavish.
If you're looking for a good place to chill and unwind after a long day of work, why not head to Gion Bay? It's a great place that serves unlimited KBBQ food for as low as $3.99 for over 39 selections. They also have both an alfresco and indoor dining area. Check them out in their Tomas Morato, UPTC, and Marikina branches. Plus, their Tomas Morato branch is celebrating their third anniversary, so get great deals, discounts, and enjoy hassle-free checkouts when you purchase ahead at their website, at www.localfolksgroup.com. There are only limited slots, so go visit and reserve your seat now.
This episode is brought to you by Keech, the new essential item we all need. Keech offers essential items that are in demand due to changing times. Each item is sophisticatedly designed to cater to consumers who prioritize both practicality and style. For more information, visit Keech on Facebook and on their website, keech-intl.com.
Okay, so we're back and now we're going to dive into that promised hot tea and chikahan. So let's talk about overseas voting first, because I think that there's some controversy to be discussed there. No, so if you guys don't know yet, COMELEC announced that overseas voting already began last April 10, a month ahead of the D-Day. The start of absentee voting was delayed in several countries due to late shipping of ballots and other materials. However, COMELEC can't grant an extension of the overseas voting because doing so would be unconstitutional daw. So all votes should be in by May 9.
Oh, wow. Actually, alam mo ba, like before, I didn't even know na meron na pala nangyayaring overseas voting until I saw this post by Pia Wurtzbach na nakaboto na daw siya for Queen Lenny. Yeah, Queen Things. So, dun ko lang nalaman na meron na palang nagaganap na overseas voting. And in line with that, hindi pa nga nakakarating sa Pilipinas ang eleksyon. Meron na tayong controversy. Yes, a very hot boiling tea we have today. Netizens from Italy, Vancouver, Singapore, and Dubai have reported that the ballots they received had already been filled upon. Oh my God, this is really concerning. Medyo pinapalight ko lang, pero ano to ah? Nakakabahala to ah. This is not something that should be taken lightly. So according to a Filipino migrant in Singapore, she recalled her experience on Facebook. According to her, quote, "The ballot I received came pre-shaded. When I returned it and asked to have it replaced, I was told it was a spoiled ballot from yesterday. It could be an honest mistake, but we should not allow mistakes like this to happen." End of quote. Oy, that's true. This is really concerning. Anong gagawin nila dun sa spoiled ballot na yun? Bakit biglang may napahalo na pre-shaded ballots dun sa mga pinamimigay na ballots sa mga sa mga voters. Buti na lang aware din naman tong voter na to, and you know, nag-stand up siya and of course ask for a new ballot kasi mali naman talaga. She also added that instead of destroying the tampered ballot, it was only set aside. It keeps on getting worse. Ano nangyayari?
Ano ginawa nila doon?
Diba? It's really concerning. Anong parang dapat tinapon naman nila yon. Like, kahit anong isipin mo, it can like, they can use it for bad intentions. Like, knock on wood, diba? Pero, what's gonna happen with that ballot kung hindi nila tinapon, sinet aside lang, kasi dapat itapon na yun kung spoiled naman talaga.
True. And alam mo ba na controversies are not limited to our overseas brothers and sisters, because there is no shortage of controversies then here in the Philippines, here at home. Kasi ang dami talagang nangyayari every day kung sinasabay-bayan nyo ang mga balita, there's so much happening. And there's even a daily fanfare of issues, especially for our presidential candidates. For instance, in the run-up to the elections, presidential aspirant Bongbong Marcos skips almost all of the top bill debates for the Filipinos to see. Even the one commissioned by COMELEC itself. So, ano kayang tinatago ni Mr. BBM?
Ba't ayaw mong pumunta, ha?
So yeah, he missed all the chances to share his plans and platforms for his countrymen. This led netizens and even myself to often ask, is he even serious about running? So magandang tanong yan.
Wait, this is actually true. Like, sa sobrang hindi siya nag-attend. Like, syempre gusto ko naman nag-ano din ako, nagre-research. And sometimes, ang dami ko na rin nakikita mga videos ni BBM, and of course. Pero until now, hindi ko talaga alam kung ano yung platform niya, kung anong pinaglalaban niya. Like,
unity, it's period.
Unity. Yeah, period. Yun lang, it's period, nothing else. Na parang, okay, how are you gonna do that, honey? I just...
How, when, what, why? Talagang unity, period.
That's it. Tapos parang, di ba, parang he openly admitted din naman na even before pa na hindi pa tapos lahat ng debates na nangyayari. Parang sinabi niya talaga na, okay, hindi ako a-attend ng debates, period. I have my own way of campaigning. Respect it, period. Goodbye. Hindi ako a-attend ng debate. I don't want to. So parang, okay.
Wow, okay.
Ayun na talagang so, magpa-reveal. Ewan ko ba kung, what's the secret?
Pero naman, he did attend some debates. He did attend one. The one especially by SMNI, together with three of the aspirants ata. And like, out of 10, that's not even half. And for our listeners out there who are thinking, ano kaya yung SMNI? Well, SMNI is a media outfit founded by Pastor Apollo Kiboloy. And if you haven't been listening to the news lately, Kiboloy was indicted for fraud and sex trafficking in U.S. federal court. So you can only question how accurate or how trustworthy this debate was.
Alam mo yun? I wouldn't like to trust a media outlet na ganito yung founder. It's kind of sus, guys. I guess you really have to choose the media outlets that you trust nowadays. Kasi paano nagkaroon ng media outlet ang isang fraud and sex trafficker? Like, how did that happen? Well, aside from the debates, this is really hoty. You know, parang naging usap-usapan din talaga siya. And tuwing debate nga, lagi siyang trending na ano, laging may mga hashtags sa Twitter, lagi na nagbo-blow up ang Twitter. At kahit wala si Mr. Marcos, lagi din siyang part of the trending list sa Twitter. But of course, aside from the debates, during the campaign period, we see all the usual shenanigans. With my 17 years of living, as in, meron na talagang pattern tuwing election na laging merong controversy sa nangyayari. Hindi pwedeng maging tahimik ang election sa Pilipinas. So, of course, first, Black propaganda for local candidates is everywhere in the digital space. Fake news is clouding our information sphere. Grabe talaga yung, yung fake news ngayong election. Parang, kung kani-kaninong page ko nakikita itong mga information na to, ang dami kong friends na nag-share na kung ano-ano. And like, I don't wanna ano naman, pero usually yung mga matatanda talaga, yung mga sinishare nila is like, what is that? Does it even look trustworthy? Like, pero,
where is the receipt? Where are the receipts? Yun ang tinatanong ko. Kasi ang dami talagang misinformation, fake news. Like, it's really plaguing us, like, as the elections keep coming closer.
Mm-hmm. Tapos parang ang dami rin, like sa TikTok, when I'm scrolling through TikTok. As in, nagkalat na rin sa mga social media talaga yung usapan about election. Parang everything is really political nowadays. Mm-hmm. Sa TikTok, may mga nagla-live and sometimes, kunwari, nagla-live sila tapos they're asking people to come in their life tapos mag-uusap sila about the candidates that they prefer. So, you know, those kinds of things. Tapos usually, kapag nanonood ako ng gano'n, wala lang, minsan kasi nakaka-engage din. Ang sa'yo makita na minsan, ano na sila, very agitated na sila. Tapos minsan, nagkakainitan talaga. Tapos as in, bigla na lang siyang aalis kasi naiinis siya. Yung mga gano'n tipo. So, really, the digital space is really, one of the most prominent platforms pagdating sa elections. Number two, troll farms are still a lucrative business for political operators. They spread fake news and hateful speech toward candidates. Uy, ang dami ko nakikitang ganito na parang their way of somehow, nakikita nila na their way of bringing up their candidate is to bring others down. Like,
hello. I was looking at this post on Facebook the other day na parang it was something about Lenny, Kiko, ano nga. Tapos ang daming mga nagko-comment ng mga 10 reasons why you shouldn't vote for VP Lenny, blah, blah, blah. Parang ano ba?
Why not? Wala na ba kayong mabigay na reasons to vote for your candidate? Kaya iba yung binibring down nyo.
Exactly. Tapos yung mga point pa na binibring up nila, talagang napapaisip ka. Parang, ha, teka, parang di ko mo connect.
very malayo. Alam mo yung kung ano na lang. Okay, sige, bobo siya. Okay, okay, bobo siya. Pero okay naman yung credentials niya. Like, please look at your candidate first, honey. Well, isa lang yun sa mga chika natin for the election period. We also have the never-ending issue naman talaga of vote buying because vote buying is still rampant. Mm-hmm. People are given sobres and envelopes of money to attend sorties. Especially ngayon, nauuso na yung mga sorties, yung mga concert rally and everything. And ayun nga, ang daming nai-issue na ano daw, bayaran daw yung mga pumupunta, yung mga nagsusupport. And yeah, vote by, parang they take advantage of people who really need the money to get their support. And it's really sad na hanggang ngayon, it's still really rampant. And politicians do it just because they can, you know?
Yeah, like, sa halagang, I don't know, 500 pesos, 1,000 pesos, ibibenta mo ba ang vote mo? Na parang, I don't know, there's just so much riding talaga on these elections. And you're willing to give everything up for 500 pesos. I mean, it can be a lot for a lot of people, but parang yung kinabukasan ng bayan, girl, think of that.
True. And grabe shame on these politicians who really do engage in vote buying. Kasi, ayun nga, taking advantage of your fellow Filipino people na you promised to serve. Like, hypocrite. Rawr. So finally, there's something new this time. People have been comparing each camp sorties. The amount of people who attended, the performers, and etc. It seems like we're missing the point of going to sorties na. Which is another chance to hear the candidates' plans for their people. Like, ayun nga, parang yung mga rallies, nagiging mini-concert talaga, no? Parang ang dami ng mga artists na pumupunta, bands, kung sino mang mga singers, ganyan. And like, I'm all for it. Pero ang dami na rin kumakalat nga na misinformation dahil sa mga parally na to. Like, the one sa mga, yung kumalat dun sa rally ni BBM. I forgot what specific place, yung drone shot daw, tapos sa Kia naman pala, na ibang concert naman pala, like ibang event naman pala yon, pero sinabi nila na ito yung drone shot namin, madami kami, yung mga ganun. So parang lalo pang dumadagdag sa misinformation sa social media, which is like, girl, tama na.
And talagang I feel like sometimes we really are missing the point, kasi these sorties are not meant to be like, you know, concerts lang talaga. Like, sobrang layo na sa point ang mga iniisip ng mga tao minsan. But speaking of, Al, pupunta ka ba sa rally ni VP Lenny this Saturday? Alam ko, 17 ka ba, hindi ka pa voter, pero pupunta ka ba?
Yeah. Well, actually, I was thinking about it nga kasi in-invite din ako ng dad ko. I think birthday din kasi ni Lenny. Yun yung yeah. sabi niya sa akin, birthday daw ni Lenny, di ba? Ayun, so iniisip ko pa kasi pupunta yung dad ko. So if ever I wanna go then, madali lang naman sumama. And actually, nakita ko na nga na nag-prepare sila sa May Makapagal, if I'm not mistaken. Sobrang traffic nung the other day. But like, the setup was really nice. So like, it looks really exciting and it looks really fun. So I'm thinking about going, pero hindi ko pa sure, grabe yung ACADS ko. Naghinihintay niya ako. Hindi ko alam kung ano unahin ko, bayan or ACADS? Question mark. Well, how about you? Are you going?
Yes, I'm going. Actually, kahapon nga, lumabas ako to buy like a pink shirt. Kasi wala pa akong pink shirt. Yes. So, pag pumunta ka doon, Al, magkita tayo. Magis reunion.
Yes, reunion. Update namin kayo, guys, for ano part 2 ng hashtag Mema episode natin today. And actually, sa mga sorties na to, ang daming mga nagiging viral, ah. Like, minsan tinatawanan ko na lang, ang daming memes na nagagawa from these mga parody. Like, have you heard about the famous Tony G roar moment? Oh,
yes, I have.
Shabay, shabay! Grabe kasi, ewan ko ba, parang minsan tinatawanan ko na lang din. And a lot of happy things and like very enjoyable moments naman happen during these rallies. Pero nga, we should never forget kung bakit nga ba tayo umaten ng mga rallies na to. And the essence of it is to, you know the platforms of our candidates. Hindi naman to concert, mga B. Siyempre, ang main star dito yung mga plataforma at kung ano yung magagawa sa atin ng mga candidates who are running for their respective positions.
True. So, enough na about the tea. Masyado na tayong dumadal, Al. Let's now talk about how you should be choosing your candidates. So, for the first time voter kasi, we need to talk about how you should choose, you know, the people that you are gonna put into office. Mm-hmm. Dahil ngayong election pa lang, hellish na, like the election period, ang dami nang nangyayaring controversy. So, isipin nyo na lang, paano pa kaya pag nakaupo na sila? Like all elections, this one is crucial. Perhaps this one is even more crucial than ever. So, we have a few questions that maybe you can ask yourself while choosing your candidates.
Yeah, para lang matulungan kayo guys on like, maybe you wanna rethink your candidates or mapaisip kayo na, oh nga no, ba't nga ba siya yung sinasuportahan ko? So of course, we ask ourselves, do they have a clear plan for Filipinos or their kababayans? Siyempre, ano naman sila, diba? Politicians are not people that we should idolize, like, patronize ganun kasi they're public servants, they sit in their position to serve the people, to be our leaders, not our bosses. So dapat nadala na rin tayo from past experiences, you know, history should be our best teacher. Dapat nadala na tayo sa mga promises of 6 months, I will clear drugs, and so on and so forth. Like, are they making plans that shoot over the moon and stars? Ayun nga, like, a lot of people really promise a lot of things, and sometimes, grabe, ang sarap talaga pakinggan. Sino ba namang ayaw ng eradication of drugs and crime in 6 months, diba? Pero we have to be realistic here. Hindi naman sila superhero. They're also people din naman. And we should also see if realistic ba yung mga plans nila for our country. Dahil kung hindi, aba, babe, that's already a red flag. No, no, no.
Yeah. I was just gonna say na, syempre, you need to think about, you know, their plans. But then another thing to consider is not just their plans, but their track record. Kung matutupad ba talaga nila tong mga plans na pinapangako nila. Kasi sometimes you can already know by just looking at their track record. So another question that you can ask yourself, it's very basic, but please don't forget to ask this to yourself. Do they have a clean track record? What were they doing before running this year, even before politics? Like, nakatunga nga lang ba sila doon? Or...
Tama. And it's not enough din na, ano, porket nagkaroon sila ng position, meaning, ano na yun, meaning okay na yun sa credentials. Syempre, you have to look then if may nagawa ba talaga sila. Like, kunwari, in the student approach or student setup, baka naman estudyante nga sila or baka naman with honors nga sila pero freeloader naman sila sa ano, sa gawa ng iba, diba? So tama. We should also look at what they contributed specifically sa mga positions nila.
Yeah, and remember na trapos come in families and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree talaga. Mm-hmm. So this election, we all know that we have a son of a dictator running for the highest position in the land. Bongbong Marcos's mother has been found guilty of graft and corruption, and his father committed many more crimes. So what is their family like, Kia? What do you think he's like? Like, you just gotta do the math, girl.
Kaya, like, alam naman natin yung mga sagot dyan. And it's really concerning because a lot of people, like, may nakita kasi ako sa TikTok. Alam mo na, lagi ako nasa TikTok. Eh, pero meron kasing this one TikToker and I find him really interesting kasi parang he goes around the streets of Manila and he just asks random people about bakit sila yung napili mo, and mostly he asks BBM supporters talaga. Tapos usually yung mga sagot talaga nila is, ah, kasi maganda na yung nasimulan ng mga Marcos, na ah, ganito, maganda na kasi yung maganda yung naging effect ng martial law, and you know, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. It's always about BBM's father, but like, kapag tinatanong sila na, ah, ano po nagustuhan nyo kay BBM himself, it's like, they always go back to Ferdinand Marcos, which is like, kind of concerning, because ano nga ba talagang nagawa ni BBM? Because if we question ourselves, diba, kung tayo hindi natin masagot yung tanong kung, why should we vote for BBM, then that's a red flag already, honey, baka mag-isip-isip na tayo, diba?
Yes.
So, another question that we can give ourselves is, do they have experience or good credentials? Of course, nakakatulong din yon. Diba, ang alam ko kasi sa Philippines, very, ano lang eh, like, you're not required to finish your studies, like, for senatorial, ganon. Mm-hmm. Pero, of course, nakakatulong din yon eh. We have a really diverse set of candidates sa presidency right now. We have a lawyer, we have a military man, we have a boxer, a senator, we have a senator, we have a mayor, you know, we have a lot of people pagdating sa presidency. But the presidency is just like any other job. You need the expertise and the skill to be hired. Hindi tayo pwedeng basta-basta na lang kumuha dahil siya yung nakikita natin madalas, dahil siya yung pinakasikat. Ah, his name rings a bell. I heard from him, like, I don't know, always nakikita ko siya sa TV, sumusuntok ka na ba? It should not be, you know, our basis of voting for someone. But what are their experiences in public service? Have they done anything good that is beneficial for the city and its people, and for national candidates, for the people? Kasi nga, katulad sabi ko kanina, hindi naman porket politicians sila and nakaupo sila is maganda, maayos na sila na politicians agad. Baka they're only umuupo lang sila sa higher position so they can, you know, get more money and have more power, and, you know, what power can do to people. So, you know, we never know.
Yes, because it's one thing not to have, you know, good credentials. But again, just a thought to ponder for you guys. It's also another thing to lie about your credentials. Anyway, last thing to think to yourself is, would they represent you well? Like, think of your struggles. Do your candidates have the slightest idea of what it's like to be a member of the Filipino society, to be a citizen? Like, for example, if you're a student and you understand that there's an educational crisis, do they know that? If you're a member of the LGBTQ community and you experience, like, what it's like every day, do you think they care about your experience? If you commute, like, do you take the public transport almost daily? Do you think that they have an idea of how difficult it is? Like, there's just so much more stuff to add pa, like, you're a working student, do they care about wages? Para ang dami talagang things to ask yourself. But like, the bottom line is that you really need to make sure that these candidates that you will be voting for will represent you well talaga.
Yes, and of course, yun nga, we do our personal research na rin. Hindi naman mahirap na maging updated sa mga candidates natin. Like, they're known people. A simple Google search like Lenny Robredo platforms, credentials will, you know, get you a lot of information already and give you a reason why you should vote for her. And the same is with the other candidates that we have. Parang, ayun nga, yung mga sinabi ni Sammy, these are things na na-touch sa debate. So, yeah, the debate is really an important thing kasi, you know, very biglaan, like, about the most random pero most prominent issues then in the Philippines. So, dun mo makikita kung ano ba talaga yung pinaprioritize ng each and every candidate and what they plan for the Philippines. Kasi iba-iba talaga sila ng mga gustong gawin sa Pilipinas. And we should admit that not all their plans are beneficial for every single sector in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So finally, I just want to ask you guys and Sammy, how would you choose your candidate? Like, do you have somebody in mind na?
Well, ako, I'm proud to say that I will be voting for Miss VP Lenny and Kiko Pangilingan because, I don't know, I just feel like it's been so long since, I mean, obviously, first-time voter ako, pero it's been so long since we've had, like, the ideal candidate talaga. And I really feel like we shouldn't let this opportunity go kasi, I don't know, kulay rosa sa bukas is all I'm gonna say.
Tama! And like, uy, totoo yun. Like, actually, parang for the past elections na yung mga nakikita kong tumatakbo. I don't know if I'm just not, ano, that into politics pa before kasi medyo bata pa ako noon, especially nung last presidential elections. Pero wala na akong nakikita na as in sobrang ideal talaga. Mm. Parang before kasi we just vote for the, ano, parang...
Parang the lesser evil almost.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, that one. Parang yun na lang yung ginagawa natin eh. Kasi sila lang yung choices. But right now, we have this like, girl, we have this queen slaying her way into the presidency. So, boto nyo na, di ba? Kapag di nyo binoto, nako.
But like, yesterday I was at Rockwell. Mm-hmm. Tapos, alam mo ba yung, ano, yung guy na naglalakad na may pink siya na bear stuffed toy na he's wearing? Like, he's campaigning for VP Lenny. And sabi, like, we talked to him. Sabi niya yun daw yung way niya of, like, sacrificing since ito daw yung, ano, like, this is the first time daw talaga na we have, like, the ideal candidate. And I guess another thing that factored into my, ano, my, like, choice to vote for Lenny and Kiko is how much they touch Filipinos' lives. Na, alam mo yung, it's not just because... Oh, anak siya ni ganito, anak siya ni ganyan. Oh, yeah, favorite boxer ko siya dati or whatever. Like, it's really, the future that they promise us is really bright. So, that's what goes into my mind when I'm choosing my candidate. Ikaw ba, Al?
True. Like, ano, yung, yun nga, may nakita kasi akong memes na ginagawa na sa ibang candidates, if they take off, like, let's say, a certain part of their name or a certain, like, pagkakakilala sa kanila, ganon. Wala na naman sila, like they're nothing, you can't really name a few things they did na talagang very malaki yung ambag sa Pilipinas. But like, you know, Lenny Robredo has like been labeled as this asawa ni Jesse Robredo, but if you take off that like label of her, she's so much more. Ang dami niya pang i-offer, you know. Lenny Robredo is like such a good person in herself. Like, kahit siya lang, she can stand alone. She's such a strong woman. And, I don't know, sobrang ano ako sa family niya. I really aspire to be that kind of woman. Yes. Diba?
So, ba't naman siya mag-withdraw if she's that amazing woman?
Yes. Yes. Wala mag-withdraw dito, no? Kung gusto niya siya yung mag-withdraw, but not our Lenny, yes. But, of course, we have a question to our listeners as well. Are you first-time voter, guys? Like, are you already allowed to vote? Or baka naman nakaboto na kayo before, so you're familiar with all these shenanigans that's about to happen on May 9. And what are you most excited for or nervous about after May 9. Siyempre, maraming mag-iiba. Like, yun nga, make it or break it point natin sa May 9. Mag-iiba talaga ang Pilipinas after May 9. And so, what are you guys nervous or excited about?
So, yeah, I guess just a quick summary of everything we've talked about so far. Just some major takeaways to refresh your minds after this very hot tea that we've had to talk about then. Come prepared on May 9. Protect your ballot because, again, it is... You never know when it's in jeopardy. Be an informed voter. Please choose your candidate wisely. And remember that a lot is at stake talaga during this election. So please, please, please vote smartly and wisely.
Tama! And again, keep our reminders, folks. Don't forget to vote this May 9 for our country's elections. We and Magis hope that all of us could discern well and choose the right candidate for the Philippines and the Filipino people. The future is in your hands, guys. Your vote counts.
So I guess that's it for today's episode of Magis Radio. But before we go, let's hear back from our sponsors from today's podcast, because none of this would be made possible without them.
Want to elevate your fashion game? Grace the local runway with Downtown Lavish. Downtown Lavish offers high-end menswear and womenswear RTW at an accessible price point. The brand has an ongoing stockroom sale, so make sure to visit their website, www.downtownlavish.com, to avail the 10% discount. And if you are an ACOM member, you can use your discount code for an additional 10% off. For more information, you can also visit them on Facebook and Instagram at Downtown Lavish.
If you're looking for a good place to chill and unwind after a long day of work, why not head to Gionbae? It's a great place that serves unlimited KBBQ food for as low as $3.99 for over 39 selections. They also have both an alfresco and indoor dining area. Check them out in their Tomas Morato, UPTC, and Marikina branches. Plus, their Tomas Morato branch is celebrating their third anniversary, so get great deals, discounts, and enjoy hassle-free checkouts when you purchase ahead at their website at www.localfolksgroup.com. There are only limited slots, so go visit and reserve your seat now.
This episode is brought to you by Keech, the new essential item we all need. Keech offers essential items that are in demand due to changing times. Each item is sophisticatedly designed to cater to consumers who prioritize both practicality and style. For more information, visit Keech on Facebook and on their website, keech-intl.com.
Hashtag Mema is a production of Magis Radio, which was written by Aina Lua, Amber Guerrero, and Jerome Agpalza, and edited by Tomas Berzamira. We'll be back with a new episode of Pop Asia soon. Remember to keep it Magis and follow the sound.